everybody. I'm Bob Wolf. This is the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award Program. We have a terrific winner, Caitlin Ryan from Bronxville High School. Sport is girls indoor track and field. Her coach is legendary, winner after winner. 16 winners altogether as a Con Ed winner, Jim Mitchell. And Jim, we have page after page of Caitlin's accomplishments. But what stands out to you most of all is she's not only known locally, but nationwide.
I think primarily it's her consistency. She's been at a top level track and field athlete ever since the eighth grade. And last June, she got down to 206 for 800, which made her the number six 800-meter runner in the United States. And that's, right now, she's number three in the country at 1,000 meters. And this consistency is what really makes her stand apart of the other girls.
Why does she accomplish that? Is it her stride, her stamina, her determination, or what?
I mean, she was born with good genes, but she's a tireless worker, never misses a day. Every workout matters. She pushes herself consistently. So I think it's a combination of all those things.
Jim, by the way, as I said, is a runner himself, ran at Fordham, accomplished runner. Caitlin, with all the things you've done, and I'm going to be reading some of those, what would you say are the couple of things that you've done that you are the most proud of?
I'm really proud of how much time and effort I've put into my academics and the heavy course loads that I've taken every year. I also dedicate a lot of time to working with special needs students both throughout the school year and over the summer. And I work really hard to maintain my fitness throughout cross country, track and field, and work really hard over the summer to manage to race the way I do.
What do you think has made you the runner that you are, one eagerly sought by every college that features track and field? You're going to Stanford, and Jim, I'm going to ask you, Coach, where does Stanford rate as far as track and field goes?
I've been really fortunate to have amazing coaches and teammates and support throughout the year to get to a school that's that amazing, and it's just amazing to know that I'll be surrounded by some of the top athletes in the nation when I go there.
Let me ask you, Coach, now, how far can she go in running nationwide?
I think you're always, you know, when you're at that level, you're always kind of like on the edge between maybe an injury and great success. And if she stays away from the injuries, I don't think there's any limit to the success that she might achieve. I really think that it's possible for her to maybe break 2 minutes for 800 meters, maybe break 4 minutes for 1,500 meters, both of which would put her and make her an Olympic contender in 4 years.
Let me just read a few of the things she's done. We'll comment on those. At the Westchester County Championships, January 27th of 2017, Caitlin won the 1,000 meters by 11 seconds, broke her own meet record in this event by 3 seconds, and later in the meet, she anchored the Bronxville girls' 3,200-meter relay to the county championship. Her relay split was the fastest in the event by 3 seconds. Caitlin has now won an event at the Indoor Westchester County Championship every year since her eighth grade. Wow. When did you start running this fast?
I started running when I was in seventh grade. And in eighth grade, I moved to Bronxville, where I was coached by Mitchell. And that's pretty much where my success started.
And at the Yale Classic Invitation, Caitlin anchored the Bronxville girls' distance medley relay to a 20-second victory with a 2003 mile. At the League 3B Championship, Caitlin won the 600 meters and the 1,500 meters, and presently Caitlin has the fastest 800 meters, 1,000, 1,500, and mile in Westchester. Caitlin has won 6 gold medals at the New York State Public High School Championship. Last spring, she was the number 6 ranked 800-meter runner in the nation, with her 206.65, And that time is the number two fastest 800-meter time by a high school girl in Westchester history. She's been all-league, all-county, all-section 14 times. How do you stay in shape to do this? Do you have a special diet, or how many hours do you have to sleep a night? What do you do to make sure you're always in top peak?
I'm definitely rested every night. I go to bed around 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I'd say I eat healthy to an extent. I definitely make sure that I'm getting in good sources of protein every night. Just making sure that every day I'm running my workout to the best of my ability.
Now, are your mom and dad athletes?
Yeah, my dad ran in high school and college, so I get a lot of advice from him.
And mom, was she an athlete?
No.
Is she a rooter on the sidelines?
Yeah, definitely.
So when mom and dad are there, who's the loudest?
Definitely dad.
Now, in addition to all these athletic feats, you've been tutoring middle and high school students in all subject areas.
Yeah, I tutor mainly in math and various sciences as well as French.
You're number one in your class, right?
Yeah.
That's quite an activity right there. So how do you work all this stuff in, particularly traveling around the country?
I'd say that every day is very planned. Every day I go to practice, I make sure I have a lot of time for homework, and then whether I can fit in tutoring or babysitting or whatever, it just depends on my day. But
what have you done recently as far as records are concerned?
I don't know. What do you think?
I guess so far, the best thing I've done this season was running 2:48 in the 1,000. Hopefully I can lower that time in the coming weeks.
I think only two girls in Westchester history had broken 2:50 in the 1,000. And Caitlin last week did it 2 days in a row, and I think that was remarkable. I mean, track and field is all about numbers, and we fixate on the numbers and all that sort of thing. And I think the other thing that makes Caitlin special in my eyes is that she's never hesitant, never afraid to run a relay for the team. Some people would just fixate on their own individual events, and she's always happy to run a relay and contribute to the success of the team. So those are some of the things that make her special.
Now, on February 11th, Caitlin, you finished sixth in the Invitation High School Girls Mural at the 110th Millrose Games. That was against some of the best high school girl milers in the country. Her time was a personal best, a new school record, number 5 in New York State, number 4 all-time Westchester, also the number 2 girl from New York to finish in the race. Do you have a bunch of trophies around your home to accomplish show? What do you do?
Yeah, I have a couple of all-county plaques, all-section plaques, and trophies from a Somers meet that we go to every year.
Now, tell me about the tutoring that you do as well.
Yeah, so this year I'm tutoring a student in pre-calc as well as a student in a functions and physics class.
Now, I see here you have a personal connection to transcendentalism through a physical and mental journey in running. Explain how that works.
In our junior year English class, we studied transcendentalism, and I wrote about how I feel when I'm running and just the freedom that you feel on long runs. And I was asked to speak to the school with one of my fellow runners on the team, Sydney. We delivered speeches on that.
And how does that work? What effect does the have on you?
I just talked about how freeing running is and how it clears your mind and just such all the benefits that come from running.
Now, you aspire to have a career in medicine. Is this mental approach part of what you do?
I've just always loved science since I was a kid, and helping people in that way, I just thought that would be something that I'd really like.
Now, have you gone out to see Stanford University?
Yeah, this past October, I flew out to take an official visit, so I got to meet the coaches and the team and see the school.
On Friday night, February 3rd of this year, in the high school invitation, 1,000 meters, you were second, a new personal best school record, number one for Section 1, number two for the state, number three for the nation, also number three all-time Section 1. Of all these great events you've had, are there any that stand out, particularly ones that you'll treasure forever?
I think the Milrose Games might have been one of the most memorable races. It's such a renowned meet. Some of the best athletes come, and so being able to race in the same meet as Rio Olympians was probably one of the best experiences that I've had.
Now, on last June, in the 800 meters, you were number six in the country. This year, number three in 3,000 meters. You had tremendous records. A few others just to look at. I see championships here. In the 1,000 meters, you were 2:48.42, another personal best. Number one for Section 1. Number two for the state. Number two for USA. Well, you've had an amazing number of greats. You're a distance runner. Do you keep a little kick on the end of your race or not?
Yeah, definitely. I think I have a lot of speed. We do a lot of speed work in practice, and I'm predominantly a middle distance runner. So when I run events like the mile, the end is definitely a strong point for me. I think that racing higher competition will definitely help me to gain better strength and kicking at the end of races.
Now, what do you hope to do before the school year is out to add to your great list?
I just hope to race in high competition races, get better at racing strategy, get used to racing in big packs of people, because that's something that I don't necessarily experience all the time. And I think that experience will really help me heading into college.
Now, you're number one in the class. Any particular courses that you like the most of all?
I really like math. This year I'm taking calculus and statistics, so I really like both of those classes.
Did you take SATs or ACTs?
I took the ACT.
And how'd you do there?
I got a 32.
Got a 36, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Now, when's your next big meet coming up?
I guess the next big meet would be our state qualifier, which is in 2 weekends from now.
Do you have any superstitions before racing or after?
Not really sure yet.
One of the things that I've always done with the kids that we're kind of noted for is before every race, I tape their shoes on them.
Oh, good for you.
All right, yes. And that's kind of like what they're noted for, and that has kind of become maybe a superstition, you know, in the people that notice that sort of thing.
Now, if you taped on my shoes, would I get any faster?
Absolutely. Keeps you on your toes, supports your arch, all right? My coach in college used to do it to us, so I kind of passed it on.
Well, it must work because you brought in a sensational athlete and a terrific scholar. So, folks, remember these names. Was Jim Mitchell, who's been a regular on the show, 16 winners. Is this number 16?
Yes, number 16.
And the name, of course, is Caitlin Ryan. Your school is Bronxville. So we're looking forward to seeing you, both of you, at the big banquet coming up in June. But for now, enjoy what you're doing. Keep the records coming in. I'm Bob Wolf. Be with you next week, same time.